What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Been a minute. Well, I was just on here the other day with Inky. So, I decided to come back. I know I promised to come back on that night, but, you know, I didn't do it. And I was supposed to. But I had a question for everybody. You can see the title of the video. Hopefully this video is not buffering and stolen, because it looked like it might be. And if it is, I don't know why. But I had a question for everybody. This was a very, very valid question. I'm looking in the chat room. I see many people are saying no. You know, absolutely not. Emphatically no. Well, I wanted to give some stipulations. What if they give you these stipulations and you had to do these things in order to survive? You had to do these things in order to go back to work. You had to do these things in order for your children to go back to school. And if you say no, what are you prepared to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So I'm going to give my little, what I think, and then I'm going to open the phone lines for y'all to call in and tell me what you think. So let me pose the question in its proper form, in its proper context, and then y'all could just give me what you think and just let me know what you think. So what if many people are not working right now. Well, I don't know who's working unless you're an essential worker. It doesn't matter what agency, it doesn't matter where you're working. You're not working right now unless you're an essential worker. What if in order for you to go back to work, it is mandatory that you take the vaccine? It's mandatory. Like, you cannot go back to work. You cannot be employed at certain places, agencies, unless you take this vaccine. What are you going to do? Because now they're saying, it's not like the flu, whereas, this is something that they really couldn't contain. They're trying to find a way to contain it. They're trying to find a way to, figure it out or how to stop the spread of it. It is a flu. I don't want to say it's not like, but it's not like the common flu that we knew. This is something different. So, what if they tell you in order for you to go back to work, you have to take this vaccine? What if they tell you your children can't come back into the school unless they get vaccinated? What are you going to do? And I know people saying, no, I'm not going to do this. But what is going to happen if you can't go back to work? There is no job anymore. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to say, I'm just not going to work? Are you going to say, my children are just not going to? Because mind you, now this is the scenario. I see some people in the chat room saying, I'm going to homeschool. And I see some people just not taking, they're just not. So how are you going to support your family? How are you going to homeschool your children and support your children, support your family? Where are you going to live? How are you going to pay your bills if you don't have an income? What are you planning on doing? And I'm only saying this because I'm not telling you what to do or what not to do. I don't have an opinion. I already know that I'm not going to do it. That's just me though. But I'm just saying, for people who are employed and you support your family based off your employment, what are you going to do? And are you prepared for that? Have you thought of that? Have you considered that? And I don't think many people have thought about it, considered it, or, you know, even contemplated it, that what if that becomes mandatory? Just like when your children are going to school, they have to get the immunization shots. You know, many times, you know, I don't know the workaround. Maybe it is a workaround. I'm not sure. But I've always known that you can't go to school. Many children cannot go to school unless they have their immunization shots. So what if they bring that back in play and say, look, in order for us to contain what's going on, to stop what's going on, this is the way. The way that we believe is that everybody needs to take this shot. And if you don't want to take this shot, cool. But your children can't go to school. And then you know, if you're not homeschooling your children and it's not on board, I believe you can get arrested for, you know, be quiet, because I'm not sure. I didn't do no research on that, but I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works with your children not going to school and you're not teaching them also. I don't know how that works. So forgive me for even bringing that up, but I don't know how that works. So I just wanted to know, what y'all going to do? Are y'all prepared? Did you think about it? Did you contemplate it? Did you say, yo, you know, what, you know, because I see a lot of people saying, I'm not doing it. But if you're not going to do it, are you prepared? Can you take care of your family? Can you take care of yourself, your family? Can you pay your rent where you live? Can you pay your car note? Can you keep your lights on, your gas on, your phone? Can you do that? Can you do that? Or let me double down on y'all. Let me double down on you, because I thought about this also. Many people are waiting for what? The stimulus check right now, right? Many people's survival is really, you know, depending on this stimulus check, even though it's a little $1,200. I mean, $1,200 down south, or, you know, Alabama in some places might go far. In New York, listen, $1,200, that is a joke. That is a complete joke. In New York City, $1,200 is a complete joke. It's not gonna help you with nothing. You be lucky to keep your cell phones on with $1,200. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? The whole tri-state area. So what if they say to get that $1,200. We'll double down and give you $3,000 if you take this vaccine. Now, I ain't the brightest person in the world. I don't, you know, proclaim to be. But I know for a fact that if they tell certain people they're going to give them a certain amount of money if they come take that vaccine, I think people gonna go. If they say to, yo, we give you three racks, if you come take this vaccine, or you can't even get the money unless you take the vaccine, then what? So these are just the questions that I had for people. Are you prepared? Did you contemplate these things? Did you think about these things? Are you prepared? Or are you just on the internet watching everybody on live be a super DJ, watching people on live song battling? Or did you really, 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 really sit back and think about what your contingency plan is if certain things go a certain way. Now, I see somebody in the chat room ask me, am I going to take the vaccine? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I also don't have some of the strain financially, some of the strain as far as family as other people do. Some people their hands is tied behind their back. I don't depend on the government or a job site or anything financially. So nobody can tell me in order for you to get this, you have to get vaccinated. I'm talking about people who are in the workforce in the world that deal with other people. And no matter what industry you in, when you go out and to work, you still deal with other people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put a number up. I'm going to put a number up. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening and you can hear me, do not. What if they tell you to keep your YouTube channel? Come on, man. So you think YouTube is my only means of survival? Again, I don't depend on nobody for my survival. Seriously. But I'm talking about people who have to go out in the workforce. We're not going to deal with all these hypotheticals and all that because I think I had a job one time in my life for like a month, but I've always been an entrepreneur. Always. Always. So I want to put the number up. I'm going to give a disclaimer. I'm going to take your calls, but I do not need anybody cursing with the language. They take issue with certain people, certain channels with the language. I know certain channels you see, people could curse. They could do whatever they want. They get away with it. It's cool. For some reason, with myself and my channel, they don't allow any cursing or anything on my channel. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see curses bleeped out, and I shouldn't even have to explain. If you cannot conduct yourself like an adult and hold a conversation without cursing, then I don't need to talk to you anyway. It's a time and a place for everything. And I love the curse. I absolutely love cursing. I love it. But if somebody gives me the disclaimer prior to our conversation and say, could you watch your language? Then I know what to do. That. So that's what I'm giving you. Just watch your language. You know, say what you want. Express yourself how you want. But we're not taking no cursing. So I'm going to put the number up now. Let me go up here. And you know, sometimes some of y'all people in the chat room, not everybody, shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to, the people who are intelligent. But some of y'all are just stupid. Seriously. I don't get it. But I'm not even going to go back and forth with people. But just go somewhere else tonight. Do something else tonight. But I ain't even blocking nobody. I'm not even banning nobody. Listen, you a number. You an analytic. I need all of that. So even if you hear and you on some weirdo stuff, you still helping. So I need all those numbers, good, bad, and different. So it is what it is. But all right, let me put this number up. Here we go. The number is up. So the number is 718-577-1346. That's 718-577-1346. Again, I'm gonna have my finger on the button. One crazy word, one word did you say, I'm just banging on you. Pow, you out of here. So just watch your language. And I just explain why I need you to watch your language. And if you can't respect that, then I don't need to be rocking with you. You know what I'm saying? But the number is up. 718-577-1346. Call in. You know what I'm saying? call in. And like I said, for certain people's channels, they let other people get away with certain language. But when it comes to my channel, be one word, they be like, oh, we not monetizing this video. This video doesn't. Then I'm like, yo, man, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? So, is the phone line working? Because nobody called in. That's very rare. Somebody would have called in by now. So let me make sure it's working. Let me call. I haven't used this in a while. So, oh, I see a call. Okay, here we go. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Doggy Diamonds?
What's going on? What's your name? Where you calling?
This is Nova. This is Nova Glover, man.
Okay.
Calling from Cincinnati.
Okay. Shout out to Cincinnati. All right. So you see the question that I'm posing to everybody. What do you do in that situation?
I ain't taking it, homie. I mean, you're going to die anyway, but man,
nah. No, I'm just saying to you. So what is your, you know, without getting into your business, do you have how do you support your family? You have a job?
Yeah.
So what if
I have a job?
Uh-huh.
Plus I hustle on the side with a little bit of everything.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm kind of myself. Like I actually got a page.
Okay.
It's Nova Glover.
Okay.
Two Spit TV.
Okay. So you have a JO. Now, if they say you can't come back unless you get this shot and your children can't, you have children?
Man, I'm going to have to get it how I live.
Okay.
It's going to be a purge out here anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, because once you take that shot, you can be getting like a chip implanted in you or anything, or they could be giving you the virus.
Okay.
So, you know, and we all know, like, that's the mark of the beast. That's in the Bible. It was already written.
Okay.
So how I look at it is, man, we would have to go back to the old days. I mean, it's a war out here anyway.
Got you.
What would you do?
I already stated my, it's not even a question. I wouldn't do it, but I don't have, like, again, I don't have some of the same worries as other people have. I don't have children. I don't have a formal job. You know, I don't work for somebody. So there is no place that they could tell me you can't come back here unless you have this. I don't have those problems, but for other people, they might have those problems. You know, and that's not even a problem. You know, rather responsibilities. I don't have the same responsibilities as people, so I can be a little bit, I can move how I want to move. But for some people, you know, when you got a family to take care of, you have a few children, you can't, you know, some people ain't going to be like, yo, I'm going to get it how I live. Because, you know, some children got tuition, some, you know, it's different factors. But I just wanted to know, you know, what would people do?
But if you take that vaccine, it's a 50-50. You know what I mean? Because if you take that vaccine and then you get sick, you ain't going to be able to provide for them anyway. You get what I'm saying?
So,
that's the chance they're going to have to take. And in this material world, like, people need to know, like, this is, like, this ain't even half of it. Like, when you take that vaccine and you putting that chip in you, just imagine when you go on the afterlife, which is infinity, which is forever.
Okay.
and you cursed.
I'm a keep it a thou wow with you. I don't subscribe to none of that. But for those who do, salute. But I don't think that it is I just don't believe in all of that stuff. That's just me personally. But for those who do, salute.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, salute.
I mean,
to you,
so
because
you believe in, reincarnation, or you just think that you just gonna die and that's it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, so I don't go one way or the other. I don't really deal with belief, period. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So I don't sit here and say this could happen, that could happen, because who died and came back and told us what happened?
Right. I get what you're saying. I wouldn't say
Yeah, for you. Yeah, nah, that's cool.
Trust.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even trust the government. You know what I mean? You got to think, like, these are the same people that have been lying to us for years. And it seemed like every 30 years, like, the truth always come out.
Gotcha.
You're gonna be one of them guys, like, oh man,
yeah. 30 years ago,
vaccine shot, our children. I'm dead now.
It'd be our children. Yeah. All right. So, family, let me get some more callers. These phone lines is buzzing. Thank you for calling.
All right, Doggy. Right, yep. Hey,
what's
can
up?
I say this to your viewers, though.
Go ahead.
My name is Nova Glover. Please subscribe to True Spit TV.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, thank you for calling.
All right, G.
Peace.
Yep.
What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from? It's a 646, so you local. You around me somewhere.
Hey, what's going on, brother? My name is Enyami Kepra.
Okay, what's
calling from Manhattan?
Yeah, Manhattan is so not Harlem, like Manhattan?
No, I'm in Amsterdam Projects on 62nd and 10th Avenue.
Okay, because I never really hear anybody say, yo, I'm calling from Manhattan. I've never heard that in my life. I never heard nobody say, yo, I'm calling from Manhattan.
Yeah, I just moved. It's funny, I just moved over here about a month or so ago.
Okay.
I'm over here temporarily, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'm calling about, to answer your question.
Go ahead.
I would say definitely take the vaccine.
You would?
Because I've already taken the influenza vaccine.
Okay.
I took that in January.
So when you took this influenza, let me ask you something. When you took the influenza vaccine, which is AKA the flu shot, did you have any symptoms? Were you sick? What happened to you?
No, nothing happened to me.
Okay.
I didn't have no symptoms or anything. You know, and I just, it was voluntary. You know, I took it voluntarily.
Okay.
Not anticipating this pandemic that we're going through right now. You know what I mean? I'm a big proponent in us educating ourselves on what's going on. You know,
okay.
Like I got a big book right now that I'm perusing through. I'm trying to study. It's called Essential Immunology.
Okay.
Yvonne Raelt, 8th edition, Blackwell Scientific Publications. And I also got biology books. You know what I mean? I have, I'm trying to educate myself. You know
okay.
what I mean? And I think that this is an opportunity for all of us, especially us black people. We got to become more scientifically literate.
Okay.
I mean, I'm definitely not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm starting to lean towards certain things like this is insane, you know, because in one breath they're saying, okay, this jumps from a bat to a human.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the same breath they're saying they don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
So and we're getting a lot of misinformation from the so called president of the United States. And you know, one
I don't think he knows either, though. I don't think he knows, you know. So I don't
well,
really.
He's an idiot.
Well,
he's just a blatant idiot.
But you know what though? It's like the thing with him, and I'm not going to defend him or be pro him at the same time or against him. But what I will say this is that he speaks from a place of ego, and he doesn't know. He should
no doubt.
Sometimes he should let the professionals speak. You know what I'm saying? He should let the professionals speak, and I don't think he does. I think he just stands in the front
brother.
And talk. You know, let the people who have studied this pandemics for one, who study biology, like you said, I think they call virologists to let them speak. Don't stand in front of the people talking from your ego and from your emotions and your feelings. But go ahead, though. I didn't mean to cut you off. What was you saying?
I was listening to a couple other shows earlier and for the past few days and dealing with these conspiracy theories and, you know, talking about the government. Our people got to understand this is not just about us. This first affected European people. It was a French woman that, I don't know, she ate a bat or if she somehow she came into contact with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that passed it. And she's the one, when she went back to France, she's the one that it spread from.
Mm.
So, you know.
Where could this be verified at? Because I do like for people to post or people to, you know, let people know the source. Because I really don't like when people be emotionally just talking. Like, what's your source of the French woman? Where could they search that at?
Okay, that particular that is more or less hearsay.
Yeah, I don't want to do I don't want to deal with that because right now information is
okay,
so important.
Cool. I respect.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah,
100%, yep. 100% correct.
But so, any event, I mean, people eat. It's no way on this earth I would eat bat meat. just like, do they even have, like, that's like a flying rat to me. Like, anyway,
totally different cultures, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
they want some next stuff over there in Asia.
But you know, but long story short, long story short, you would take the vaccine.
I would take the vaccine. Yes, I don't have any doubts about it. I would take the vaccine.
I mean, you already took a flu shot. What you got to lose?
Exactly. So, I mean, but that this flu shot has nothing to do with this with the COVID-19 that we, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The flu shot can't help me. It's not going to do anything.
No, I'm just saying you already voluntarily took a flu shot, so you already don't have the fear of taking shots.
No doubt.
In that. That's what I'm saying.
I've done this throughout my life. You okay. know what I mean? So this is not this is not the first time I've ever taken a vaccination shot.
What other vaccinations do they have though? Question. I wouldn't know.
No, I mean as far as the flu vaccination, I've taken that. You know, I'm 52, so I've taken that. I can't even count.
Damn, 52, yo, I ain't gonna lie. You sound like you like 30 years old. You sound young. You old, way older than me. You sound young. Word, I'm a. Keep it real with you, like you sound young. Yeah, now you're not old.
But
listen.
Old and washed up, bro.
Nah, you're not old and washed up. But let me ask you something though. So you had to take the flu shot more than once. Why do you have to take it more than once? I'm confused.
No, not that I had to take it. I just did it. You know what I mean? Like I'm a stickler when it comes to going to the doctor.
Okay, so my thing is, okay. So the question is, when you take the flu shot, it run out. You got to re up. Like I'm confused. Like you got to you took it one time. How long does how long does that protect you from the flu? Is it a 12-month period, or you have to go back and re-up and take another flu shot? Well, I don't understand how that works.
I think you might just have to take it once.
Okay.
I have to do more research on that. But me, personally, I've had the flu maybe once or twice in my whole lifetime.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, you know, and I'm not a brother that gets sick. In my current job right now, I'm a building porter. You know what I mean? I got, 12 buildings in downtown in the Lower East Side.
Oh, you rich.
So I'm out there. You know what I mean? I'm out and about every day. I got to clean 4 or 5 buildings.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Do the garbage and all that. So, and I wear my gloves. I wear my mask, you know. And for the most part, everybody that works in the office, they're working from home now.
Got you.
I mean? So
yeah.
I'm literally putting my life on the line.
Got you. All right.
And that's something that I'm taking in consideration. You know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, if I get sick, it's going to mean nothing to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just going to move on.
Yeah. You talking about your employers, that is?
Yeah. I got good insurance, you know, and we got a lot of policies in place. Like, I can actually stay home. If I really, really wanted to, I can just stay home.
So why the hell you ain't staying home?
Yo, doggy, I don't know. I just gotta move until I can't no more.
You better do some push-ups or something. Just sit in the crib and do like me. I'll be going to the treadmill or something.
Yo, we got buildings from 5th Street, between 5th Street and 12th Street. So I'm back and forth between 5th and 12th.
We? Steps,
moving,
we or they?
So I get plenty of exercise.
No. We or they? We got buildings or they got buildings?
They got buildings.
Okay, so you also...
I said we because I work for them. You know what I mean?
But listen to what you said,
they
though.
Got buildings.
But listen, though. You said that if something happened to you, they just gonna move on. So you already got there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So stay home. It ain't that serious, bro. You better do jumping jacks in the houses.
Really, I'm thinking about... Yo, doggy, I'm thinking about it, bro. I'm really thinking about it.
What is there to think about?
I've not come to a conclusion yet.
What is there to think about? what is there to think about? Like that kind of like.
I like to work. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, bro.
All right,
I gotta take a lot of things into consideration.
You better you better do some jumping jacks. You better sit in the crib. You better do something because no.
I might take your advice, bro.
No job.
I might just call out tomorrow. Like, yo, you know what? I'm not coming in.
Listen, no job
I'm staying home
is worth your life.
If so you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
Especially if you can avoid it.
Especially for the, I ain't gonna lie, especially for the money that I make. It damn sure ain't worth
it. Oh, see, now your cash ain't even right. You know, all right, bro. But long story short, you'll take the shot. So let me get some more callers in. Thank you for calling.
All right. Yo, thank you for taking my call, man.
No problem. Peace.
All right, peace.
848, what's going on? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Patterson.
Oh, okay. Patterson in the building. All right. You see the top, but you see what I'm asking people. Would you take the shot?
Yeah, Nah, not at all, Sean. Not at all.
Do you work, though, first and foremost? You sound like you might trap. You know what I'm saying? So I know you ain't taking. No, you.
Nah, I work. I'm okay. In the construction field. I'm a paver.
Okay. Salute.
Yeah, I'm a paver. We actually working right now. We actually got permission from the government to continue to work.
So they called y'all essential?
Yeah. Now, I mean, the road still got to be fixed and shit, so.
Yeah, could y'all come to Brooklyn and fix some roads? Like I said, I'm going to show you some roads that I need y'all to fix directly, because y'all tearing the dude whip up. Listen, man.
Yeah. That's a whole different ball game up there.
Man, Atlantic Avenue alone is just terrible. But, long story short, do you have children?
Nah, I ain't got no kids or not like so that. But I wanted to ask you something, though, son.
Go ahead. Go ahead. As long as it's on topic. Don't ask me about nobody else or know none of these weirdos, though.
It ain't on topic, but it's about you, though. It's the full DVD shit, man, because...
You got to watch your language, remember. You got to watch your language.
Go ahead. But it's the full DVD, because, you know, I still be watching them interviews, and I'm like, you know, yeah. You and right, y'all was going hard on them joints. Why y'all
fell back for that,
man?
Long story short, what happened with Forbes, it was a lot of outside entities that was really, really trying to destroy what we were doing. They didn't destroy what we was doing, but they caused us to have to separate in order to survive. Because it's just a long story. Maybe one day me and him will sit down and explain to the people. I think we're going to do that. You know what I'm saying? We still speak every single day. We still speak every single day. Ain't nothing changed, but it was a lot.
Yeah, I know that's still your man.
Yeah, a lot took place.
That, you know what I mean? What y'all had going on together was...
Bro. It was a lot of stuff that was going on behind the scenes of people doing a lot to us and... We'll explain it one day. It'll get a little ugly for some people. We explain, but we gonna come to that though. But so you're not taking the vaccine.
Not at all.
Alright, so all right, family. Let me get some more people in. Thank you for calling.
No doubt.
All right, peace. 508. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up, bro? This is Roddy from Providence,
Rhode Island in the building. So, you see the topic, you see what I'm asking people. Are you employed currently?
Nah, man. All I gotta know is history, man. Flint, Michigan, most recently, the Tuskegee Experiment. I don't know if you heard of that or not.
Of course.
Alabama Experiment by some scientists. They took a bunch of African-Americans in Alabama and injected them with syphilis to test the effects under some type of false notion that it was some type of just regular shot.
I don't want to cut you off.
It was fucked up. I don't know if you know about that.
You got to remember, you got to watch your language for one. I should say that when people call. I'm going to say that in the beginning. But as the story goes, I don't think they injected them with syphilis. I just think that they didn't treat them. They knew that they had it and they didn't treat them. So I think that that's what people think happened, but that's not what really happened. Not saying, you know, I don't ride with them anyway. I don't trust them anyway, but it is what it is. So,
Right. I also, they've just been lying from the jump. I watched this start off like first week of January. And just every organization that's behind the vaccine and like the WHO, they've been praising China's handling of the virus, like saying how well they contained it. And these are like the top organizations that we're supposed to be having our lives in their hands, basically. I mean, the politicians and governors that are in the media and everyone, just a month ago, like I'm sure you remember, like they were just acting like it was just another flu, just another regular disease, or just a passing sickness, and it was just gonna go by. But I don't know how we can trust these people.
So would you?
I'm not anti vaccine necessarily, but just this one, the way it's been built up, and just with yeah.
You know that's very contradictory, right? Because either you're pro or against it. So my thing to you was that if you're not working and they're not telling you you have to take it, do you have any children?
I don't have a normal job necessarily. Like I have an online of like a vintage store.
All
my shit online.
Oh, so you good?
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about needing to necessarily get a paycheck from someone. So that's why I don't have to worry about it as much. So that's why I haven't got the sickness yet. I haven't got coronavirus. So I'm just staying out the way and hoping that I'll just like pass by with it. So
yeah. All right. So yeah, thank you for calling. So long story short, you're not taking the shot. It is what it is. All right. Let me get some more callers in. Peace. All right. How y'all in my chat room talking about Jordan and Pippen and all that, man? Let's stay on topic. But anyway, 347, this is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, it's good. You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. No cursing, okay? Let's just put that out there first. So, where you calling from? What's your name?
I'm Henry. I'm calling from Queens.
Queens. All right. So, question. Yeah, you see the topic. You getting that shot or not?
Basically, of course.
Okay. So, why don't... For some people, are so skeptical. You know, there's a lot of skepticism with a lot of people and skeptical. That's a joke, an inside joke, me saying skeptical. But anyway, skeptical about doing it.
I got you.
Why are you just emphatically like, yeah, I'll do it. No big deal.
Because it's easier to do it. You know what I mean? It's easier to do it, like, for the people around me in this situation. Like, you know what I mean? It's, like, a long time coming, like, to make a phone call. And just, I mean, it's just easier. I mean, if there was a shot, you're saying if there was a shot.
If they say, are you employed? Are you currently employed?
Nah, I'm not employed.
Okay, can I get some people who with jobs around here calling? But I'm just saying, like, so do you have children?
No, I don't have children.
Okay, so my thing is, so you're just going to get it. What's your reasoning for getting it? I'm kind of confused.
That's a good question. I mean, like, no, because, like, I mean, honestly, like, I wouldn't get it. Like, if you asked me, like, normally, I would be like, nah, I don't want no vaccine. You know what I mean? I don't want a vaccine. But if you told me, like,
I couldn't do it. Anyway. 912, this is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, Patty. This is Whitney calling from Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia. Okay, so could we, first thing we want to do is just make sure you don't curse, okay? That's the only thing I ask you to do, not to curse.
Okay.
Do you see what the topic is? The topic is, would you get the vaccination? So two questions. Do you work?
Currently, no.
Okay, do you have any children?
I don't.
Okay. But will you get vaccinated?
I probably will. Okay. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, like, you know, just like with certain things, like, say if I had kids, right?
Okay.
And you got certain daycares that say you can't bring your child here if your child's not vaccinated. Pretty soon they're going to start making rules. You know, you can't return to work if you don't have the vaccination. So they're going to, like, make you be compliant. And so I don't want to be the one that can't go to work, you know, if I were to get a job and make money because I won't take the vaccine. You see what I'm saying? So I'm probably going to end up complying. I would like to be like everybody else. And because everybody says that now, they say, oh, I'm not complying. I'm not taking the vaccine. You know, whatever. You know, I was about to cuss, but, you know, whatever. No, I'm not doing that. But when your money is threatened, and you can't go back to work, and like you said, you can't provide for yourself.
This is what I'm saying. I see everybody being, you know, strong, being, you know, poking their chest. I'm not doing this and doing that. So what you know what you gonna do? And my thing is, I'm not telling people to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling people to, you gotta contemplate the pros and cons, and if you do get put in a situation where they tell you either you have to or you can't get this, what you gonna do? So basically, I'm just prepping people for if this happened, get ready. You know what I'm saying? Are you at least 18? Because you sound like you're like 10 years old. So how old are you?
Oh, no. I'm 31.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because you can't be.
I have a very young sounding voice. I have a tiny voice.
I'm about to say, yeah, because you can't be having me on here talking to some kids. And I'm asking you, do you have children and all that? Like, nah, you going to get my YouTube taken down.
No, I wouldn't put you in that position. But it's just like when you take the flu vaccine, when I did have a job, my job paid for the flu vaccine.
Why did you take the flu vaccine?
Here's the thing. Like anything, when I work for a company and the company is providing me something, be it like free food or free vaccines or paying for something, I take advantage of that, right? So here's the flu vaccine. You know, I'm a young person, so if I was to get the flu, it wouldn't kill me. But if the company's paying for it, you know, you have the doctor saying that, you know, you should get it, then I'm going to get it. I never really thought about what actually a vaccine is, how you're putting a virus in your body, because they introduce the virus into your, the way I understand it, they introduce the virus into your body for you to build up antibodies. So you're actually introducing the virus into your body, like the concept of it. When you think about the concept, it's kind of scary, but at the same time, millions of people take the flu vaccine. Some people find it effective. Some people don't. Some people take the flu vaccine and still get the flu because they tell you it presents like it prevents like 90. Like
so let me ask you something.
You still might get it.
Did you have to pay into for your job to pay for your flu vaccine? Because you know the flu vaccine is free, right?
No, they pay for it.
But you know, but it's free though.
I don't know. I did not know that.
So what do they pay for?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's what my company did, right? Here's what my company did to make people feel like they're paying for it. They gave you what's called a voucher. And they said, take this voucher to any CVS, and you can get your flu shot at no cost.
So it's free at CVS.
If you read the writing on the voucher, it makes you think that you are getting something for free. Now, I didn't know that, but if you read on the voucher, it says, present this voucher to your CVS pharmacy and get the flu shot at no cost to you, and they offered it for your dependents. So the wording makes it seem like we're paying for this for you. I did not know that. Like, I know when you go to the health department, you get like those basic vaccinations that everybody gets at birth. You know, you get those are free. So no, I didn't. All I know, I work for a company. They gave me a voucher, told me to take it to the CVS participating pharmacy. And I was given the flu shot.
I'm going to tell you something. What'd you say your name was?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say your name was again?
Whitney.
They kind of got you. You kind of fell for the okie doke a little bit. Because the free vaccine.
You
fell for the okie doke. The flu vaccine is free. Right now, you can go to CVS. Anybody could go get a flu vaccine.
But see, back then? That was back then. This was a while ago. This is years ago.
It's been
this
free.
About like 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
How you going to say back then and say 3 years ago? You know back then is at least 10 years and better, right? Back then is not 3 years ago. Listen to me, Whitney. The flu vaccine has been free for the last 15 years, if I can remember. Dead serious.
But where you get from the health department?
No, in CVS. CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens.
No.
You would.
I don't know. Like I wish I could show you my one of those vouchers at my company. I wish I kept one so you could read the wording
just,
on
listen.
It. Maybe they tricked us.
They didn't trick us. They tricked you.
They tricked you.
Yeah, they didn't trick us because we knew it was free. They just got you, Whitney. Don't be a sheep, Whitney, because you got to bring, you know, hopefully bring children into the world, and you can't, you know. But you're going to take the vaccine anyway, so whatever. They got you, though. Good thing they didn't tell you that it was free, and it made you pay for it later on. They probably did. You probably paid into it, didn't even know.
I don't think I did.
All right, Whitney. So, let me take some more callers. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
Later. 252, this is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from? Only thing I ask you is do not curse, please.
This is Dre calling from North Carolina.
NC in the building. So you see the topic. First of all, do you work?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you have any children?
I got four kids.
Four kids. So they're not in school right now. They're probably in the house driving you up the wall, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So if you had to go get a job right now and they say you have to take the vaccination in order to work, would you do it?
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Okay. So if your children had to go back to school and they say your children can't come into the school unless they get the vaccination, what you going to do?
Well, I do got two other kids. They're not mine. They're my girlfriend. But my little two-year-old, she hasn't had hers. Matter of fact, we have had a doctor's appointment, and I did deny them from getting her the flu shot.
Okay,
but I've never had a flu shot.
Okay, bro, let me ask you something. You know, I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but you emphatically said, no, you're not doing it. But I asked you about your children, and you said, So why is it no for you? I ain't trying to play you or nothing like that. But why is it no for you? Emphatically no. But you going to throw your kids out there and they got to get a shot? I'm confused.
I just said,
Yeah, you know, nah, but ain't no. But we talking about the babies, bro. Yeah, we talking about the babies, bro. Ain't no when it comes to the babies. You said emphatically no for you. Nah, not at all. Would you do the children? What are we doing here? What are we doing? So, why would you contemplate it for the children?
Nah, everyone's like that because the other two, that's my girlfriend's kids, I'm pretty sure they had their flu shots.
No. But, we're not talking about the flu shot. We're talking about this new vaccine that might come out based off of what's going on currently with this C word thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That's the vaccine I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the flu shot. I'm talking about if they tell you your children cannot come back to our school unless we get this, and they tell you you can't get a job unless you get this, what are you going to do?
Oh, that's a definite no.
Yeah, this is what we that's what we talking about here tonight. Where you been? You just called in. You saw the number, like you wasn't listening or nothing like that. What's happening, bro? What are we doing? What's going on at NC? You high? You listening to me on weed? No, what's going on?
I do have another question for you though.
No, answer my question first. You can't answer a question with a question. What you want?
But they definitely not getting the virus shot.
So you homeschooled?
Yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah, I'm homeschooling. I sell stocks full time. That would be good.
Okay, so you said you don't have a job though. You do have a job. You entrepreneur. You
well, yeah,
yeah. So don't be like you don't have a job. You got a job, bro. When you get up every day and bust your ass, you got a job. I don't care if it's a mother who get up in the house and take care of children every day, and they housing her own children. She got a job. A mother is a full time job. But go ahead, shoot your question. What question you have for me?
Oh, it's just about the stimulus checks, because I wrote a status about that earlier, because I think a lot of people are going to get these stimulus checks and just probably spend it on clothes and stuff like that, which is crazy because we can't really even go anywhere. So it's just
trying to
get people just to invest.
Listen,
you know,
if they going to take their money and blow it, I don't care. Yo, I'm at the point of my life, truthfully, I'm not even trying to save nobody. You could only speak to those who want to hear it, who want to listen. If people want to go out and buy four pairs of Balenciagas to go sit in their living room, yo, that's on you. I really don't care because caring about other people and worrying about other people, it only kills you. And some people don't care. So you could put it all on the line talking to people about this stimulus checks and then, yo, I just don't care, man. If you feel like you want to stunt on live with your new clothes, because that's the only thing you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you want to front on live with your clothes and you feel like you're outdoing me because you're on live and you're fully dressed on clothes. I mean, you fully dressed on live. That's on you. But all right, family, we get some more callers in. Thank you for calling.
All right. Appreciate
you. Yep. 630. This Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from? Only thing I ask you is just watch your language. 630. Yeah, you on?
Oh, okay. My name's Matt. Calling from Illinois. I'm gonna be quick because I don't want to waste your time or anything.
Okay.
But I'm gonna just say I'm don't know if I'm not gonna take it,
okay,
or if I am, because I don't really know like the reason behind like not taking it and all that. And I have no like family or no job to like worry about, so I'm getting there. And if I do take, if I do go with not taking it, and like, I don't have any job to worry about, no family to worry about.
Okay, so, but that's a fair, that's a very, very fair response. That's very, very fair, you know, because some people don't know, and I don't think nobody got posed this question. That's why I'm posing it tonight. I don't think people contemplated this, you know, like, what if you had, what if, you know, you, they gave you these terms and conditions, you know? So, all right, thank you for calling, family. Let me,
Wait, hold on. I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
So my question is, why are you not taking it? Like, why are you not going to take it? Because I know there's some people believe like it's the mark of the beast. Some people just don't like want like somebody like Bill Gates to like make vaccines and like it's pro-abortion.
Well, I'm not taking it because, you know, not for any spooky reasons or anything. I don't know nothing about it being the mark of the beast. I can't prove that. I can't disprove it. I'm not taking it because I haven't taken any vaccinations as an adult. As a child, I didn't have a choice whether I was vaccinated or not. That was their, you know, what they had to do. I also don't have any children, and I also don't formally work for anybody. So as an adult, I just wouldn't do it. You know, I know a little bit about vaccinations. I've read things. I've seen things. I've studied certain things. So I just wouldn't do it. Just not for me. But I'm not in that situation to where I had to, like some people might be. So that's why I'm not doing it. I wouldn't take, like, the flu shot is free. I'm just going to deal with the flu. That's what, you know, that's my, what my immune system is for. You know, you just got to fight. You got to take a little bit more supplements. You got to rest. You got to drink, stay hydrated, and you can beat the flu. The flu has been around before I was around. So why am I going to take a shot to get rid of something or to fight something? And then they say there's no cure for the common cold, there's no cure for a virus, so how am I getting vaccinated? That's what they said, right? So I don't get it. So that's what it is. All right, but I got other callers calling, and thank you for calling. Thank you for your honesty also.
All right,
thanks. Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, so some of my working class people call me, because some of my people with children and you know, could y'all call me? I 347-573. This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from? All I ask you is to keep your language, you know, intact. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn? Because you know I'm biased.
I'm from Bushwick.
Bushwick. All right. Bushwick. Okay. The Spanish Bushwick or just Bushwick?
The Spanish Bushwick.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to the Spanish people. So, you
see. But I'm not Spanish, though.
No. I just say whether you was there, because, you know, they kind of run Bushwick. So, all right. You see what I'm discussing here tonight. You see. Do you have any children?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Right now, I'm working from home.
Okay. Working. Well, I'm talking about, but you are employed, but you're you're teleworking.
Teleworking, yes.
Okay. So, if your job says to you, you can only come back into this facility and you have to take this vaccination, and your child can only go back to school if they take this vaccination, what are you going to do?
I'm not taking it, and I'm definitely letting my daughter not take that either. So we both don't have to just ride it out. Whatever happens, just happens.
Oodles and noodles for the next 20 years. But my thing is, did you ever contemplate this? Did you ever think about this?
Yeah, I thought about this for many years, actually.
Okay, and without being in your business, what is your plans? Like, how are you going to maintain? Did you ever think about that?
Well, honestly, to tell you the truth, as a maintaining, like, this is how I feel. I feel like I'm a really strong believer in God, so I really feel like if I just put all my trust and my faith into him, that I'm going to be okay, and my child as well, because I've been through a lot enough to know that he's real, and I'm going to just stick with that because that's what I feel in my heart, you know?
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Somebody said in the chat room, this is some fear-mongering agent talk. You cut off, doggy. All right, so cut me off like I cut your mother off. Now you ain't my son no more. But anyway, I guess you gotta do it how you could do it. But the first is coming up, you know. What if they tell you?
Right.
So even for that stimulus money, even for like a 3 stacks, you ain't gonna go get it?
The way my mom said is, if me and my daughter gotta be on the street and survive, that's what we gonna do.
Got you. Okay. You been on the street before?
Yeah, I've been in the shelter a couple of times.
Okay. It's tough out there. Now, I'm not telling you to get it. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't telling you to get it. I don't have a nickel in that quarter. I don't, you know, I'm not for what people do or what they don't do. And I'm just presenting a situation. And I'm also getting people mentally prepared for if this does come down the pipeline and they do have these stipulations, what are you going to do? So a lot of times with dialogue, even though people don't understand dialogue because they're so emotional or just not mature enough to understand grown people dialogue, we don't deal with a lot of what ifs and, you know, situations and different ways to cope with things. We just look at everything how it is, you know, but it is what it is. All right. So thank you for calling. Let me get some other callers in.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right. Later. All right, 678-571. What's your name? Where you calling from? Only thing I ask you is just don't curse.
Yeah, this is Jazzy.
Okay.
Mississippi.
You say you were from where?
Mississippi.
Okay, Mississippi. Yeah. Only thing I ask you is to turn your computer down because it's echoing everything we say. I could hear it.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Let me turn that down for a second. No, I just said turn the computer down. Yeah, so because I can hear. All right, I hear you now. All right, so you hear the topic, you hear when I'm asking people. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not. I currently work.
Okay. Do you have any children?
I am actually pregnant. Oh. 5 months pregnant.
5 months. Okay. So, will you get vaccinated?
No.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's really kind of cut and dry. I mean, I don't even know what else to ask you. You said emphatically.
I mean, okay. Well, pretty much to tell you the reason why is just, I feel like I am covered in the blood of Jesus. So pretty much that's the best sanitizer there is. So I just pray. But every day I see people come in with their mask on and their gloves. And
every day you see people come in where, though? Where's everywhere you at to see these people every day?
I currently work. I'm a manager for Dollar Tree.
So why you say you don't work?
No, I say I do work, sweetie. I said I am working.
Oh, okay. So my fault, my fault.
Okay, yeah, so I'm working and I'm pregnant. So I see people come in with their mask and I see them come in with their gloves. And it's like the way that I feel is that you're going to make yourself sick enough to, like, if you worry so much, that bothers the immune system. You get what I'm saying?
Facts. Fear does. Yep.
You can make yourself sick worrying over things. If it's meant for you to get, you gonna get it. I don't care what mask you wear, what gloves. I understand if, now I'm a 34-year-old woman. I'm 34, pregnant with my first child, 5 months pregnant. And I'm not scared because if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it, period. No mask, no gloves, whatever that you have, to protect yourself is not going to keep you from it. But I'm healthy. I'm healthy.
Okay.
So I'm not... You know, I'm not at risk. Now, maybe if I did have a low immune system or if I was sick and elderly or if I had a reason to where I needed to take precautions, I don't need to take precautions. So I'm not going to worry myself over something, you know, that is that is only at this time that they're telling us that can only affect elderly or people that have a low immune system. I'm not going to worry myself over that because I sanitize every 5 minutes at work every 5 minutes or every time I take money.
So you are taking precaution. Don't say you ain't taking precaution. You are taking precaution.
I mean, I'm taking precaution as in, like, I don't need to wear a mask and gloves and walk around like, you know, I'm scared of this or I'm scared of that. Or, you know, to me, it's like hysteria if you're not a person that has a low immune system or they are elderly or, you know, they're a baby or something.
But how do you know? So you're saying that you don't have any pre-existing conditions, so that's why you don't have a low immune system. Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
because you know you don't. Because you know you don't know if you have a low immune system until you need your immune system. Then you realize your immune system ain't all that great. That's when you find out. Unless you have pre-existing conditions, then you know that you know.
Yeah, you're right. If you have pre-existing conditions, of course, yes. Please wear your mask. Please wear your gloves. Take those precautions. Be worried. Be scared. But as of me being a 34-year-old. You know, healthy woman, because I go to the doctor, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm 5 months pregnant with my first child. Mm-hmm. God be the glory. But it's just like, I'm not going to worry myself and make myself sick worrying over something that I know that I am not, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm immune to it. Now, don't get me wrong now.
Yeah, I'm about to say, don't start tripping.
I don't test them now. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, if I had those pre-existing condition, of course I would take those precautions. But I'm not going to, you know, scare others and try to talk them into, oh, you need to wear your mask or you need to wear your gloves. And no, I would not take the vaccine because I'm not. First of all, no. Like, what are you putting in my body? Like, I don't get a flu shot. I haven't had a flu shot in years. Probably when my mother stopped vaccinating me, that's when, you know, stopped getting me vaccinated. After she stopped taking over. But I have not had a flu shot in years.
So you're not vaccinating your child then?
I've been looking into it. I'm not going to say yes or no.
All right, well, but now you asking me like I asked homeboy. Why are you saying emphatically you're not doing it, but you're not sure if you're going to do it for your child? Why is it a no for you? You don't know what they're putting in your body, but it's a probable or you're not sure for your child. I'm confused.
I'm still studying. I'm still looking into, like, it's like my child. When they get into this world, they're going to have to take on germs anyway, so they can be immune to certain things. Like, we are not, like, we have to have germs. We have to have certain things so our bodies can build up that immune system to fight those things. Like, I've been doing my research, so I'm like, okay, what do my child need and what they don't need? That's what I think that most parents need to know is, like before you take that step, like, you need to know.
But what I'm saying, you said emphatically no for you. You're not doing it because you don't know what they're putting in your body.
It's like pretty much, like I said, I haven't had a flu shot in years. That's enough, like, research that I need. I haven't had a flu shot. I haven't had a flu shot in years. So I'm not about to, like, go and say, oh, yes, sign me up for this now. Now, the thing about it is if they forcing me, I'm going to have to either get on the bus and go to the concentration camp or whatever they trying to do, whatever. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so okay. I don't want to get on started on that. But yes, whatever, I'm going to have to get on that bus at this point. Then that's the point trying to make.
You can't be no conspiracy theorist and be religious at the same time. That's an oxymoron.
Well, I'm sorry.
Fear in God. Listen, fear in God can't occupy the same space. You know that, right?
Well, I get that, but I'm saying that some things are very in the air at the moment to where it's like, we will never know. So conspiracy theory or not, we will never know. We will never know.
Okay.
It will be before, whether we believe in God or whatever it is, we will never know. But at this point, all I can do is choose for my life. I'm not taking the vaccine, and I'm signing me and my child that's unborn right now that I'm carrying, and I'm a working citizen that work with people every day, and I'm one of those essential workers that have to show up every day, and you know, and I give my, you know, service to you guys.
Okay. So, you know, y'all got tissue in your Dollar Tree?
Sir?
Y'all got tissue in your Dollar Tree?
We ain't got none right now.
Oh, all right. Yeah, man.
Why is that the first survival instinct? Let's go get all the tissue.
No, no, but see, my thing is...
It's the end of the world. You want to go get tissue?
You know, listen, Dollar Tree, shout out to Dollar Tree. It's one of my favorite stores. I like the wasabi peas. I like the Cliff Bars. Yeah. Dollar Tree is my store. Dollar Tree is my store. But thank you for calling. Let me get some more callers in. Thank you for calling. Stay safe. Congratulations on your own. Congratulations on your pregnancy. All right, bye. 347-530. This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from? Only thing I ask you is to watch your language.
Peace, my G. This is Righteous, man. You eating them all stale Dollar Tree wasabi peas?
I love Dollar Tree wasabi peas. I'm never gonna stop.
I be grabbing those the pistachios and the cashews, but they be almost stale on that.
Yeah. I mean, you know that's it is what it is. It only costs a buck. But you see the topic. Are you currently employed?
I'm self-employed, my G.
Self-employed. Do you have any children?
Yeah, I have two. I have a son and a daughter.
Son and a daughter. So are they currently in school?
My son is not. My daughter is. She is in a junior right now.
Okay.
But she ain't, you know, homeschooling all over the country, so.
Okay.
Ain't no school right now.
So.
I've never seen that happen before. I've never seen,
school is out Andrew. Everywhere, right?
Shut down a system.
Yeah.
So this is a peculiar situation.
So my question to you is, if they said that your daughter, the only way for her to go back to school, she has to get vaccinated, what are you going to do?
Well, to be honest with you, my daughter is with her mother, right? And from the evidence of past, you know, decision making, her mother and her, they're going to take the vaccine.
I don't want to laugh. I'm just saying. So you're not against it?
Because I know what it is. And then another thing, her mother is in the military, but that's not the main reason why she'll take the vaccine. But they're in a peculiar situation. But she really trusts the Caucasian medical system.
Got you.
And then she's not proficient in prophecy and scripture.
Got you.
So these two things, you know, make people, you know, uninformed about it and very involved within, you know, the Caucasian government system. I mean, we, you know, this day country.
Got you.
We part of it, but I mean, they running everything,
you're definitely
take no flu shot.
You're not, so you're definitely, you know, wouldn't take the vaccine.
Oh, I'm not taking the vaccine.
Okay.
At all. See, I was raised since a child that if ever this government asks me to demand me and say either take the vaccine or you can't work or travel or whatever, that you say no, that's the sign of the mark of the beast. I was raised on that. I was raised on prophecy. I was raised on scripture. My mother, my grandfather, my grandmother. You know what I mean? Not particularly just Christian. My grandfather was Muslim, Islam, from the Quran. My mama was African, spiritually orientated. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just from a Christian fear base. It's from an ancestor scriptural.
Yeah, I mean, it's your family tradition. Nobody could question that.
Definitely.
Your family.
So I respect my grandparents and my parents. So out of that respect, you know, I was always, you know, kept my eye open for something like this. I never took the flu vaccine. I never, you know, volunteered myself to do this. You know what I mean? So that was one of the signs. They said that if the government ever tell you to take a shot or something, regardless, or you can't participate within society, that's the sign of that's the mark of the beast. So tighten up. But that don't mean it's going to be easy. Or nothing. It was either the choices were take the mark of the beast or die.
Got you.
So who's ready for that choice?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people.
Of the population.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people. All right, family. So, yeah, let me get some more callers in. Thank you for calling.
No doubt, my G. All right, peace.
Yep. All right, y'all. Yeah. So you basically see what the topic is. I see a lot of people won't take it for religious reasons. Some people said they will. Let me take another caller. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from? 720. Only thing I ask you is to watch your language.
Yes, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Yeah, with the topic,
what's your name? Where you calling from?
My kids will not be vaccinated.
Where you calling?
Oh, sorry, Amber.
Okay, Amber.
Denver, Colorado.
Colorado. See, my reach is kind of far. Colorado, I love that. But, okay, your children won't be vaccinated.
No, I don't get them vaccinated now. I have four.
Okay, so do they go to school or do you homeschool?
No, they go to school. But okay. Out here, you just got to sign a paper stating... pretty much it's a religious or a personal reason.
Gotcha.
And they don't have to go to school. Or, I mean, they could just go to school. But if it came down to it, I was just homeschooling.
So are you currently...
Oh, yeah, we're not getting that shot.
Are you currently employed or are you just a homemaker?
Both.
Okay, so if you had to go back to work and...
Entrepreneur.
Okay, so if you had to go back
to
work...
Well, I mean, I have older kids, too. So my youngest is about to be 5 months. And my oldest is 16.
Okay.
But if it came down to it, then I could just have the kids. I would have my kids watch each other.
No, I'm talking about for you, and you had your way of employment. How would you
Oh, if I had to get the vaccination in order to work.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Okay.
I'll find something else to do. You know, you got to maneuver.
Got you.
That's what I'm working out at the time. Mm-hmm.
Got you.
We're gonna do something different.
Four children. Yeah, and that's dope, but you can't be having a 16-year-old watching the kids, man. I used to hate that when I used to have to take my little brother. I used to be mad. Like, yo, man, I hate this little... Nah, but shout
that's
out to
what, That's what it is. Though.
Nah, you have to.
Babysit,
yeah.
You know?
Nah, you have to.
That's what it is. But, I mean, like right now, for them doing the online classes, they're only doing like 30 minutes a day.
Oh, okay.
It's not even that much work.
Got you.
Yeah, if this is what they were doing, yeah, they're good. Yo, I don't mind my kids being at home.
Yo, it'll be deep if they just, school is just suspended period and everything just becomes virtual. That would be deep. That's a whole nother topic. But,
That's crazy to even think about. My kids are saying that.
Yeah, they'll probably love that because I ain't going front. I was a child. I couldn't stand school with no form.
But we need to be social. You know, there's an option to do online classes anyway.
Man, it was so many. It was so many.
Whatever. But
look, it was so many children. I had so many relatives. We didn't even need nobody else. It was so many of us in one crib. So. That's was social enough. It was a fight every day. It was laughter every day. It was everything you could think of happened in the crib when you live with a bunch of siblings. It was mainly fights, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Except for love. Can't nobody be in love or date nobody. But other than that, you can't have no crush on your family. But other than that, the fighting was happening. The camaraderie was happening. The singing was happening. The games was happening.
All the play.
Yeah, everything was happening. But all right, so that's a no from you. All right, so thank you for calling.
Yes, have a good night.
All right, same to you. To somebody in the chat room saying that I'm promoting anti-vax, I never said I was promoting anything. I'm asking people what they would do. How am I promoting anything? Like I said, man, it's a certain paint chip crew that come here every now and again. It is what it is. 302-244. What's your name? Where you calling from? Only thing I ask you is don't curse.
Yo, what's up, family?
What's going on?
Peace.
Yeah, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, family.
Yeah, what's up? You hear me?
Blanco calling from Wilmington, Delaware.
Delaware. Okay. So, you see the topic.
Yeah, yeah.
You see the topic. Are you currently employed?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, man. These vaccines, man, it's a lot. People understand these vaccines. It's what's in these vaccines is that you need, which is what you need to know, because.
So you're not going to take the vaccine? You know, I'm guessing.
They're not going to tell you what's in that. They're going to have, you know,
Can you can you hear me?
Nah, it's gonna alter your thinking. It's gonna have a chip in your liver.
So you think is?
Yeah, I can hear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So do you have any children?
Yeah, I have a daughter, and her mother's against the vaccine too. We always research what was in them, uh-huh. The metals, the fluoride, the lead, all that, man, and it messes up your brains. So you're really gonna have that in there, and then on top of that, whatever else they're putting in there to alter your thinking, they're gonna know what you're thinking. It's gonna be AI intelligence and anything. It's all everything. They want the whole world to be digital. So you know, and everybody's gonna be in fear that you know, oh, in order to get this this virus, you gotta have the vaccine. You know, and people gonna give up their rights just to feel secure. So it's gonna be a lot of people running to get this vaccine because it's so eager to go back to the way things were in their old lifestyle.
So if one of the stipulations for you going back to work was you had to get the vaccine, what are you gonna do?
Oh, see, I work for myself for the most part, but okay. I do have a little part time job. But I mean, if it comes down to it, then you know, I'm gonna just live off the land and you know, do it like that. I mean,
get how you live, right?
What choice you have?
Yeah, I mean,
we have to do it like our ancestors used to. You know, they. You know, this is a whole new world that we enter in. Everything is not going to be what it was. That's what I understand. This is all an agenda that they have to follow, and they've been playing this for years. So
gotcha.
It's a lot more deep than people think what it is. It's just going to get deep. And you know, people just need to know what's in the vaccine and know that this is not going to, it's not going to do nothing for you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to protect you from no virus or anything like that. It's gonna alter your thinking. It's gonna put chemicals in your body. It's gonna have a liquid chip in there. Now, if you go get the test, they're already putting some of the chip in there already. People understand that, so it's a lot deeper than what people know.
Gotcha.
So that vaccine is gonna do more harm than it's good at with anything. And vaccine's always been that way. So I suggest people really learn how to, you know, grow their own food and learn how to self-employ, self-rely on each other and their family, because that's what it's going to come down to. If you don't take that vaccine, it's going to be, you're going to have to really get back to, you know, how people used to live back in the day. That's just like what it comes down to.
All right. That's what it is. All right. So thank you for calling, family.
All right.
I believe that's my last caller for the night. Let me take the phone number off. Because y'all was afraid to call tonight. Y'all was kind of booty. I did get some callers in. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really angry at the amount of callers that I got. But I would have thought more people would have called in. I know I don't go live often. And there'd be so many people on live. Everybody's on live right now. So no matter where you go, it's a live going on. It's an Instagram live. It's a Facebook live. It's a live. Some people just sitting there smoking. It's a live. Some people just sitting there drinking. It's some live where people are sitting there just shooting the, you know, but I like to, when I go live, I like to involve people with what it is that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like to really, really get you to speak from your point of view. I like to pose questions or do interviews. So when I go live, I like to interview the people. I like the people to tell me what they think. And I like to talk to the people and have the people let me know what they're feeling, because you know, this is what this is all about. This is about giving the people the voice. You know what I'm saying? 757. I already know that this was, this is, 757, I believe, is Virginia. So, all right. What's up, 757? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from? Only thing I ask you is don't curse.
Hey, what up, Doggy? This is Jamal from the 757, man. Hey, listen.
Uh-huh.
My thing is this. Either we refuse or we accept this technology that we're using right now, mm-hmm. We already got the chip.
Say that again.
I said whether we refuse or whether we accept this technology that we're using, we already got the chip.
Uh-huh.
It's not physically planted inside of us, but we got it.
Got you. And
what I see it as, the reason they're trying to give us the chip, they want to know who's when they put the chip inside us, they want to know who when they do finally hit that switch to imply this martial law,
because mm-hmm.
You know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say too much because you know.
Yeah, they be. They gonna come get you. I'm gonna be playing Gears of War, chilling. They gonna come get you. You said it, but
Hey, listen. That's why I'm trying not to say too much because I've been following you for the DVD, and
yes,
I know how you move.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, you feel where I'm coming from. You feel where I'm going.
Yeah. So
Go ahead.
No, so you're definitely not getting it. Do you have any children?
Yes, I have a child.
So is your son in school?
He's currently out of school, and my mother is a teacher.
No, I mean he's out of school because of the situation.
Yeah.
So what if one of the reasons for him, the only way they let him come back to school, is if he has to get the vaccination. What do you do?
His grandmother's a teacher, and she's been teaching for 30 years.
Got you. So regardless.
so he good regardless.
Got you. All right. So you definitely. So are you currently employed?
Yes, sir.
So what
and,
if?
And as they say, I'm an essential employee, but. Sometimes you gotta let God and let go.
Got you. So you not going back to work if they say you gotta take this shot.
Oh no. Cause see, I grew up on different studies anyway.
Got you.
I grew up on the studies of the Israelites, the Edomites, and all those type of things. Like you know what I'm saying? So. When it comes to that type of vibe, like I'm considered half woke, but at the same time I'm not asleep either.
So half woke and not asleep. Gotcha.
Yeah, because I've been lacking on my studies, so I would consider myself all the way in the community as I used to be.
Gotcha.
But I do have knowledge of.
Gotcha.
I just let the world take over for a little while.
No, I mean sometimes you know. Sometimes it's you know we all could fall off the wagon. Anybody at any time. So mm-hmm. what I say to people is that you know when you fall off, just get back on. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's everybody. You know what I'm saying? We all fall
exactly.
off.
I'm working on there. I'm hopping back on the train of opening my mind state of knowledge of self and knowledge of this corrupt world that we're living in so I can understand what they're trying to put against people like us.
Got you. All right, because, so go ahead. Close out.
Like they say, an intelligent black man is the most dangerous weapon in the world.
I agree. All right, so thank you for calling. Let me close out this show, and I'll build with you later on.
All right, no doubt. All right,
peace. All right, so this is Doggy Diamonds. That was my last call. I've been on here for an hour and 22 minutes. Damn, time go fly when you're discussing stuff and you having fun. I guess. I guess this is fun. I guess it's a nice topic to talk about. You know, we could talk about entertainment. We could talk about gossip, celebrity gossip, and stuff. But I really like to talk about, you know, what's going on in the world with us. And I really, really love taking y'all phone calls. I try to have it professional sounding. I try to have it, you know, I spend a little money on my production and, you know, just try to do things, you know, to benefit the people and stuff like that. So before I go, I will ask you. I would like for you to hit the thumbs up button if you can, you know, hit the thumbs up button for me. I also would like you, if you're new here and you haven't subscribed to this channel and you like what you see and then you want to, see more in the future or you want to go back and look at the archives, make sure you subscribe and you hit the bell. The bell notification is very, very important, because every time I upload a new video or I go live or whatever the case may be, you will definitely get a notification via your phone or via email or both. So I definitely need that, but I definitely need the likes up on this video so it can go into the algorithm. Also, you know, I just want everybody to be, you know, safe, be precautious, you know, whatever that is for you. If you feel like you're covered in the blood of Jesus and you're not going to catch the coronavirus, I'm not here to tell you that you are absolutely crazy. I'm not here to do that. If that's what you want to do, salute to you. As for me, when I go outside, sometimes I wear, I just got a mask. So I just been wearing it because it was fly, truthfully. You know, if you go to my Instagram, you can see the mask, but I'm wearing it. You know, sometimes it's not even for my safety. Sometimes we have to do stuff for other people's safety too. We just have to respect other people. And I believe, truthfully, well, I don't like to believe, but I feel like if everybody wears a mask, then, you know, it's just good for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of it, that's why I did it. That's why I'm going to continue to do it. As far as the gloves things, you know, some people wear gloves, and I feel like even with the gloves, they're touching everything with gloves, so you're actually kind of contaminating a lot of stuff with these gloves. So for me, I don't wear the gloves. I just, you know, I got sanitizer. I wash my hands as much as possible. Also, I don't touch my face. I don't touch my nose. I don't touch my mouth, and I don't touch my eyes, you know, with when I go out, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times people go out and I seen people with the mask on and they kept messing with it and I seen people rubbing it. I seen people take the mask down, pull the mask down off their face and smoke a cigarette. Sitting there smoking like this with the mask down, smoking a cigarette with the mask down, pluck their cigarette and put the mask back up. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. Let me get some understanding really quick. This situation attacks the respiratory system, and you're smoking a cigarette. But you got a mask on, though. So you got a mask on, but you're smoking a cigarette, and you pull the mask down. I done see people pull their mask down, eating chicken. I done seen people with the mask on their head. just. The mask was up here and they just walking. I was driving down the street the other day. I seen two dudes get dap. They was sharing blunts. I'm like, yo, you know, anyway, to each his own. But I just know for me, I'm going to be careful for myself and I'm going to be careful for others, because you just never know. You know what I'm saying? You'd rather be safe than to be sorry. So it is what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I'm out of here. Again, I'm not a person who gets a lot of donations from people, if any at all. But I do have products. I do, if you like what I do, Doggy Diamonds, No Filter, my t-shirts, I have shirts, I have long sleeve, I have sweaters, I have t-shirts, I have leggings, I have all types of stuff. It is available below this video. You can see that, right? Everything below this video. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter shirt. So if you want to support me, besides hitting the like button, besides sharing this, besides leaving a comment, you could buy some merch. So it is what it is, Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. Peace. Until next time. I don't know the next time I'm going back live. Peace. Y'all stay safe. You know, stay happy. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm out of here. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.